Taylor Watch.
Welcome. Welcome.
Long awaited episode.
Welcome back to another episode.
I'm very excited for this episode. I'm just so tired.
I'm all the way up here.
Like, okay, good. Your energy's up, which is good.
My energy is up. I barely slept a wink. My energy is up, though. I'll crash desperately later.
Yeah,
You're coming off of a long weekend. We're both coming off a long weekend. But I spent the weekend stewing over this exact moment.
Brewing over. People were like kind of annoyed that they had to wait till Tuesday to find out what the tea is. But I think it honestly was for the best.
No, we needed to do it like this.
Yeah, we're both very quick to react. So God knows what we would have said and done if we were decided to do an emergency pod or something like that. So I'm excited to dive into it.
I agree completely. Before we get into any of the details whatsoever, we obviously right now we're talking about, for those who pay attention to our socials, we're talking about the fact that I got a DM response from Scooter Braun after I made a video telling him to rot in hell. So I'm going to read that DM. We're going to give our thoughts. And then, you know, we'll do our usual little bit of touch base with Taylor herself. But before we do that, obviously we knew this was coming up. We knew that we were going to be talking about this, and we told our besties at Bowling Branch, and they said, oh, what? And they wanted to be invited to the drama. So
obviously,
shout out to besties at Bowling Branch, who are our sponsors for this podcast episode. We love them so much. We love them dearly. Before we even talk about the usuals with Bowling Branch, I want to say that I got another set of pillowcases.
Oh my God.
I can't get enough of the pillowcases. Like, they're just so great. But I like to
different
switch them out.
Different from the B ones?
Different from the B ones. They're like another different kind of material.
Love.
I've just been like obsessed with the website and looking and seeing all the different kinds.
Well,
now
is the time to like set up your bed to get all nice and cozy for fall.
Exactly. And it's still a little warm. So there's still like that. You know,
in
I want to sleep
period,
cool,
yeah,
and I
yeah.
want it, but I don't want to be too hot and whatever. So I just want to like continue to shout out our besties at Bowling Branch for making it happen for us.
They are slaying the game always,
as always,
and it's perfect time to get a fall refresh with Bowling Branch because they can turn your bed into the coziest sanctuary for crisp fall nights. Oh, I'm so excited! I was in Maine this weekend.
I was so cozy last night.
I'm so excited for these freaking cold nights. Ooh,
oh yeah,
and Bowling Branch is the perfect sheets, blankets, whatever you need to get all nice and cozy. Bowling Branch has it. They make the softest bedding with 100% cotton, bringing a level of comfort you never thought possible. And if you start with Bowling Branch's best-selling signature sheets, the perfect foundation for the coziest bed will be built. These sheets feel buttery, breathable, and get softer with every wash. And you can easily add Bowling Branch's bed blankets, duvets, and quilts without making your bed feel too heavy or hot, which is so clutch because in the fall, it's like you got to find that perfect in-between.
You
got to
find that
mark.
Right perfect temp. And I'll tell you what, this does give you the perfect in-between. Like I'm also someone who struggled with that forever. I'm usually on the cold side. Like, it's rare that I'm like overheating in bed, but it's been a hot ass summer and Bowling Branch has saved my life.
Shout out. And Bowling Branch is also loved by millions of sleepers, and they offer free design consultations so you can build your dreamiest bed with a dedicated stylist. And best of all, Bowling Branch gives you 30-night worry-free guarantee.
Ooh,
with free shipping.
That's a whole month.
Whole month of trying out these perfect for fall. You know, you want to find out a nice new cozy bed for October. Like, what's the vibe? What's the color scheme you're going to pick? You never know. You can change your mind at any second.
Switch it up.
30-night worry-free guarantee with free shipping and returns on all U.S. orders of $100 or more. And start getting your best sleep this fall with Bowling Branch. Enjoy 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bowlingbranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Bowling Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch for 15% off and free shipping. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Woo! Okay. So let's rewind back all the way to Thursday, because this we didn't talk about this on the pod.
It
happened like right around the same time we were recording or right after, so it was just like we didn't include it. So that's why I made a talking shit video about it, knowing that we would eventually talk shit about it today. But Scooter Braun, public enemy number one, we all know this.
Yep.
Has just come out of the woodwork. To be honest, like I had kind of, not that I never forget about Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
But I certainly, he wasn't top of mind.
He's kind of
fallen on the wayside.
Yeah, yeah.
He, you know, he.
Because he's not a manager anymore, right?
No, he's not a manager anymore. Or I don't know exactly what his current title is or what his current life is. But I do know that he is no longer a manager to the likes of Justin Bieber,
Ariana Grande, Demi. Yeah.
Like all the people that he was a big manager to. And it seems as if he's given up the manager life and he is now opening this new thing. It's like Hybe America. It's like a K-pop
right,
like,
I remember
production
you said something about that.
Company.
Yeah, okay.
And he's been doing that and, you know, right at this exact time actually, which makes me think that he's maybe trying to get rid of some press or move some press around, is that one of the boy bands that he just put together, the like main guy in the boy band is like in hot water for sexual assault. Like it's a whole thing. So that, you know, and that's his own issue. I'm not blaming Scooter Braun for that, but I'm saying that that's going on right now. Mm. So suddenly Scooter Braun is back in the news. And I think that he, in order to kind of take the heat off of his new projects, he decided to include himself back into the narrative that is around Taylor Swift, which of course we don't like.
And it was weird as
like,
fuck. Unnecessary Instagram post. And then he was like, it's a joke. Like,
no,
take
he's a
joke.
Dumb fuck. He's a dumb fuck, Gia.
No one's laughing.
Okay. So what he did was post two Instagram stories. The first one being he shared a post that had the cover of that, like, Taylor Swift versus Scooter Braun, Bad Blood.
Yeah, the HBO documentary.
Yeah, the HBO thing, which we still are like, I know it did not originate with HBO. Like, it used to be on Hulu, and it came from somewhere else. I tried to do a deep dive on it this weekend, and
maybe it is Hulu. I don't remember.
No, it was. It's on HBO now.
Oh.
It was first on Hulu.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, it's very hard, and I don't know if this is... Now it's very hard to find or whatever. Maybe I should have looked at this 6 months ago, but it's not easy to find exactly who worked on that project. Like it's you know, it's been shoveled around. It's kind of vague. Like it's not so easy to find, which I don't know why that is, but it came out. We have said on this podcast that we weren't going to watch it. We went into it. Like, it's just, we know that Taylor wasn't involved. We're not going to give them clicks. It seemed like a money grab, whatever. And that was it. Some people have watched it. They said that it's a bunch of bullshit. And so that's all I needed. Really.
Yeah.
And so Scooter shared this thing on his stories and goes, I finally watched it. Dot, dot, dot. Which like, fuck off. Finally
like,
watched
no
it. Boy,
cares.
You paid to have this made. Like, let's not pretend like you didn't have a hand in the final
like,
cut.
Like finally watched
yeah,
it.
Like, let's
like
shut
of course
the fuck
you
up.
Watched it. Cause you're obsessed with yourself.
Cause you're obsessed with yourself. Yeah. Like, of course you watch it. Right. Like, for also how embarrassing to like, be like watching a documentary, about yourself.
Yeah.
So embarrassed, like in a feud, not even talk about your life.
Do you not
like,
remember what happened? Like,
no,
you were there.
Yeah. No, of course he doesn't remember what happened, because it's all revisionist history for him. So anyway, so he posts that. And then in the same breath, shares a story, a report about the party that Taylor Swift had in Rhode Island with all of her friends, or like how she had all of her friends there for the weekend. Shared it and commented, why wasn't I invited to this? And then at the bottom, hashtag laugh a little. Is what he says.
Okay, Scooter.
As if, like, enough time has passed.
So funny. Yeah.
No. Like, I just don't understand. Like, you're... what are you trying to do?
He's, like, grasping for, like, nothing. Like, what can I hold on to of
this
Taylor Swift feud?
It's just, oh, we got a little bit of a spat, and we'll get over it. Time has passed,
take
and we're
a
over
joke.
It. It's been 5 years. Let's all forget about it. 5 years is not very long, by the way. And I just think that it was... for what? For what reason are you posting these things? So at first, we see this. It's happening. I'm like, fuck this guy. Like, we're not even going to give him attention. Whatever.
Yeah.
Then, of course, I can't stay quiet. If a bitch out is presented, I need to take advantage.
Hey.
So, as usual, just a little bitch out green screen video. The huge.
Yeah.
Nothing new. In the video, I said, like, rotten hell, burn in hell, et cetera, et cetera. You know, my usual drama.
Yeah.
And then I got a DM at 12:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time from Scooter Braun himself.
Hmm.
And I will read that DM now. Hold on. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I got iced coffee with no lid on it. Da, da, da. Oh, y'all. First of all, when I got this DM, I was still awake, like, in the night.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe my fucking eyeballs. Like, I couldn't believe my eyeballs, truly. So, okay. This is the DM.
Okay.
12:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. A friend... what do you think Scooter sounds like?
Like condescending, like
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, I'm gonna do it like that. All right, a friend sent me your post. I'm sorry you have such strong feelings towards me. If you ever decided to actually look at the facts of what happened, you might feel differently. I still choose to hold no ill will.
Of course.
That kills me. It's all unfortunate. Sorry you feel so strongly, especially towards a stranger. If we ever do cross paths, know that you will only be met with kindness.
Oh. Oh my God, Scooter Braun, you're literally a saint. Oh my God, you're so nice
Thank
and kind.
Thank you, Scooter,
oh,
to meet me with kindness.
For when we cross paths,
G. When I run into him on the fucking street, when I run into him at the parties that I go to, you know, in Hollywood.
Wait, wow, Scooter, you are such a bigger person.
You're the bigger guy. Listen, if you didn't reach out to me, Scooter, I thought like, wow, you know, I would literally murder someone for Taylor Swift if she asked me to, but now that I got this DM from you, actually, my mind is changed.
We actually love you.
I feel differently now. I've got the facts. Yeah. Like, shut the fuck
and wait.
Clearly, shut up! No, like, it makes no sense.
And clearly, he doesn't have the facts if he had to rewatch the documentary because he didn't know what he was getting himself into.
Fucking
clearly.
obviously. Ugh. So obviously, we know this. We know that this man sent me this DM, knowing that it was going to be public.
Yeah,
and I am very, very convinced that there were ulterior motives. Like, I don't exactly know what he thinks.
No, I'm 100% convinced that he sent you that DM, trying to be the bigger person, you know, kill him with kindness type of thing. And then you would share that. And then people would be like, oh, wait, like, he actually is nice. Like, you, like, kind of came after him. And he was like, I'll treat you with kindness, whatever.
100%.
And that's just never going to happen because we see right through your bullshit.
We see through it. And that's what's both embarrassing and insulting to me and us as a unit, to not be able to notice that we're getting worked right now. Like, you don't think that we see through this bullshit. I don't understand how he, like, he really must think we're fucking stupid. Like, that's what I don't get. And here's the flip side of things. If this is, like, we could have just ignored this entirely and not mentioned it or whatever, not given him the press, not given him the, you know, whatever, not brought him back in the news, whatever. But he inserted himself in the situation. He went out of his way to DM me. He thinks he's being slick. He thinks he's doing something that's going to get people to, like, watch this documentary and, like, all this bullshit. Like, I think that really is it.
Yeah.
Oh, Gia, who's his friend? Nobody. He's searching himself on Twitter. Like, a friend sent me this. Oh, I'm sorry. A friend sent you a video where someone tells you to rot in hell multiple times and calls you an asshole and a stupid pig.
Yeah, I know. Like, what kind of friend is that?
No, like, that's not a friend. And if you did get it sent by a friend, like, that's not your fucking friend.
Yeah.
Like, get rid of that friend. But I think that he certainly was searching his name on Twitter and is trying to pretend like
he was trying to see, like, what people are saying after he posted the stories.
Absolutely, he was.
To me, every part of that seems very tactical. The story post to the DM, like, he knew that it was going to rile people up, and he knew that he could, or at least he wanted to try to manipulate it into where he, you know, is like, oh, I just, you know, I want to push this under the rug. It's just all so unfortunate. Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate for you.
Wait, just one more time, the line of, if you ever decided to actually look at the facts of what happened, you might feel differently. I've never seen something more delusional in my life. Like, okay, to go out of your way to DM a Taylor Swift superfan with a Taylor Swift podcast who works for Dave Portnoy, you're out of your fucking mind. You're out of your mind if you think, like, oh, yeah, you're, this one DM is going to change my whole outlook on the fandom that I've been a part of for
and it's also
10, 15 years.
It's just
get out.
Crazy to me. It's really crazy to me. Yeah, the whole, like, you work at Barstool, you are known, like, Barstool personality. It's just crazy to me. Also, oh shit, I forgot what I was literally just about to say.
Scooter, garbage.
Yeah, I mean, he's just garbage. But fuck, what were you just saying? Unfortunate something.
The facts.
I don't remember what I was going to say. But yeah, it all just seems super, super calculated. Right. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, and that's the main issue with it. And I'm willing to sacrifice. Actually, separately. After that DM, I did watch the documentary.
Oh.
So, first of all, literally don't bother. I've never wasted my time quite like I did watching this documentary. It's in two parts. There's one part, or it's like in a couple parts, but the two important parts. One is Taylor's side of things, and one is Scooter's side of things, sort of. And what they did in the documentary, and which is why I think that he wants people to watch it, is that they show the Taylor side of things, and then they don't necessarily make her look bad, but they do drive home the point that what Scooter did was legal. And it's like, okay, fine. If it's okay, fine. Yeah, that's, we all know that it was legal what you did.
Yeah, we all know it was legal.
We just also know that you're an asshole for doing it.
It's just a fucking dickhead scumbag move.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter.
No one ever said that you were doing something illegal. Like, I don't know why you think that, like, anybody thinks that. Like, we know exactly the facts and exactly what happened, and we still fucking hate you because you're an asshole.
There's a lot of things that are legal that are also dickhead moves.
And then the second part is, like, the Scooter side of things where, it explains in death, like, it's all legal, whatever, I'm making business moves. And then it launches into Taylor weaponized her fans against me and my family, and now we're getting death threats, which tells me that, that's okay, this is paid for and put on by Scooter
Braun.
Like, no. Listen, I don't.
What the fuck do you expect?
I know.
What do you expect
also,
when you come after her, take all of her music from her? You think she's just going to sit there and be like, oh, man, this stinks?
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Oh, poo.
I guess that's it.
Oh,
like,
whoopee-doo.
What do you mean? It's just.
No, she's going to fucking come after you. She's a boss. She's a hardworking woman. She wants to own her shit. Like, what the fuck do you expect?
Well, you know what
expect?
It is, Jay. You know what it is. It's that he thought that he had this smart business decision that he was making. And he was like, oh, I'm going to get it. Like, here we go. It's all legal. Who cares if it's kind of scummy? I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
She found out it was happening and then outsmarted him.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, that's really what it is. She said, oh, you're going to do this? Then I'm going to do this. And is Taylor's move of re-recording all of her songs and putting them out like this and creating this whole, you know, all this lore behind the action... If you're upset by that, Scooter, then I'm sorry that you just feel less than because you got outsmarted and now you're not making money on the deal that you thought you were going to be set for life on.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, your reputation is ruined.
Yeah.
And now you know how it feels. And why did you even do it in the first
place? Yeah, exactly.
And so I said, you can go see, I wrote literally a manifesto blog that I'm going to put out at the same time as this podcast. And just like kind of breaking down my thoughts in a more succinct way. Because I can yell all day in a microphone.
Yeah.
But if I'm writing out a bitch out, it's a lot better. And so I'm writing all this stuff. And what I said in it is like, if you are trying to... If you're trying to like rehabilitate your image, which I think he's trying to do, he's trying to like get back in people's good graces, make light of it,
yeah,
and try to act like, oh, it was no big deal, like it was just a legal thing, whatever. It's like, then you would have said, you would have like eaten a slice of humble pie. You would have had a little bit of like, hey, listen, okay, yeah, this was a lapse in judgment. I tried to do something slick, and it didn't work out. I feel badly about it. Like, I was money hungry.
You can tell he has no remorse.
I would like to read an excerpt from my blog because I think I've described it well.
Very, very obvious that he just can't see the wrong that he did. And he feels like with this documentary or whatever, like maybe people will see his side, whatever delusional side that is, like the legality of it, whatever.
Yes.
And it's just like, and even in the DM, you can tell, like, it's all just unfortunate. No, like, this was your fault.
The DM itself is so condescending.
Yeah, like
it's so condescending.
It's crazy.
Like, obviously,
even if he was like, oh, like, I'm really sorry. Like, I tried to make this scumbag move. It didn't work out in my favor. Like, I wanted to, like, make more money at the end of the day. Like, it's a business thing. Like, blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe people would be like, hey, I get it, whatever.
Right.
But he had just never even shown an inkling of remorse or feeling guilty or whatever. Yeah.
So this is what I said. I said, the sad thing is, if you took the smallest slice, a tiny sliver of humble pie, stuffed it in your loud-ass mouth and admitted that it was a lapse in judgment, a low point in your career even, a moment where you were shaken by the betrayal you made to your own morality, took time to truly feel the aftershocks of your vile greed quake. I like that. And learn something, maybe things wouldn't be so bad. Instead, we have this mystery documentary series being farmed out that exposes just enough of the wrongs on both sides to make it look like Taylor is the villain yet again for weaponizing her fans. Old Faithful, just blame Taylor, blame her fans. They did the wrong things. They took it too far. At this point, it feels like tradition. And that's really how I feel. Like I just
that was
like
very well written.
Thank you, Jay. You can read 4,000 more words
I will. I'm definitely gonna read it.
Thank you. But it's like I just don't. You know, I understand not loving the onslaught of hate. I know that, like, this re-record mission of Taylor's is a constant double bird fuck you to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has been now for a couple years because that's how long she's been doing it. She's got still got two more albums coming out and it'll still be happening for probably another year.
Yeah.
But then, like, what I don't understand is that you were kind of fading into the background and it's and people weren't forgetting, but they weren't at, they weren't like they put their pitchforks down. You know what I mean? Like people were and like, it, all right, Scooter Braun, he's dead to us. Let's move on.
Yeah. And it kind of
why insert yourself back in?
Yeah. Yeah. It does kind of feel like I don't know if it's like with TCPD or like what it is. It just it does kind of feel like obviously the re-recordings are still going on, but it feels like. You know, she does kind of want to put that in the past.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And yeah. It's and that's it makes sense. Like it's something that really, really affected her and hurt her and changed the course of her life, changed the course of her career. So it's something that it seems to me like she wants to kind of, you know, the past is the past and we move on. But at the end of the day, like what did she say? You know, you don't have to forgive and forget. Like you just, you know, you keep moving and you remember who did you wrong and you go from there. And I think Scooter Braun lies in that.
I'll forget you, but I'll never forgive. Sorry, yeah. That whole time I was in my, no, literally. About it in my head. Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't understand why he thought that posting stuff like that would maybe, and as a manager perspective, like, you would think you would
it
have
just
some PR
make
training.
Any sense.
It just at
people
this
think he's manic, and I was like, could be.
I would
maybe
I,
he's maybe he's having a breakdown. Which like fine, I understand. Like I
well,
understand.
It makes sense. Like he went from literally the top of the top of the world, managing the biggest celebrities, to literally going to be a K-pop
to
band
zero
starter.
Zero respect. Yeah. Like I'm sure he's making a ton of money doing that.
I was
but
gonna say.
Zero fucking respect.
Yeah, yeah.
Which again. Money is money. Money is fine. I'm not saying he's not rich, and I'm saying he wasn't a good businessman, but I am saying that he made a bad business deal, and he's paying for it now.
Yeah.
And that's just how the cookie fucking crumbles, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
selfish,
that's how it is.
Selfish business deal. Yeah.
You flew too close to the sun.
Yeah.
You wanted too much. You were greedy. You were you were selfish.
And he definitely didn't, think about the... You know, the repercussions of what would come, you know?
Nope.
Yeah.
Didn't think about,
I mean, I'm sure
he
probably had no idea of like what would happen, but like, you know, shout out Kelly Clarkson. Because,
always shout out Kelly.
Shout out Kelly Clarkson.
I was just going to say, like, and let's all remember that this is all happening because it was Kelly Clarkson's idea.
Yep.
Kelly Clarkson said, why don't you just re-record all of your old albums to Taylor? And she said, great fucking idea. And so now she's doing that. And every time she releases a re-recorded album, she sends Kelly Clarkson flowers.
Yeah, love.
So
shout out Kelly.
Big shouts to
Kelly. Yeah, I could not believe my eyes when you sent me that text. Like, I literally
shook,
was just
I
like,
the
what
core.
The fuck?
To the core.
Oh, my God.
So another question. So there are, you know, we've been teasing it now for a few days. And like you said earlier in the episode, when I got this DM at, you know, 1 a.m, whatever, first thing I did was send the screenshot to 20 people.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, my, just copy paste. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. To like everyone I know, including Dave Portnoy at 2 a.m. Like, I just was like, I can't fucking believe this. Oh, my God. And, you know, everybody's like, holy shit. Oh, my God, this is crazy. Dave was like, what did you say for him to send this? And I showed him my video and he was like, ah. He goes, ah. I was like, yeah. Literally just, three H's,
That's hilarious. That's a really
so funny
response.
People kept asking, they're like, what did Dave say? I'm like, he was just, you know.
He was speechless.
He just couldn't believe. Because the video is so over the top.
The
like,
video
of course,
is insane, but like,
you have to watch.
It's so classic, Kelly.
You have to watch. Yeah, like one of my favorite things to do is just like go crazy on a selfie video. Like that's part of my shtick.
No,
like,
that is your thing.
You know,
yeah,
whatever.
And, like also,
and I went off.
And I don't know how to say this without like, okay, Scooter Braun like sees this video of you like going crazy, whatever.
Which is like,
and
he's saying some of the meanest shit I've ever said.
Yeah,
like,
and like clearly he's going through it because he felt the need to like respond. Like if I saw someone make a video about me being like. You rot in hell. I'd be like,
I literally
I'm
was like, get in the dumpster and rot there. Like, I literally said, and you belong in the garbage in the dumpster and you can rot there. Like, literally, that's the video. Like, it's the most.
That's so funny.
I said, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, are you going to blog it? And I was like, yeah. But, you know, for Tuesday. And then I told him our plan. So, okay. The reason we did that is because I. I'm a fly by the hip kind of person. I'll go off, as we all know.
Yeah,
you know, the video, dare I talk about the video that I made of Travis calling him gross.
Oh my God.
That was a quick reaction video. Yeah. And I didn't want that to happen this time. I wanted to make sure that we took the time to process this. I wanted to write a manifesto about it.
Yeah.
And then we wanted to.
Yeah, I'm glad that we had a couple days to rest on it,
calm down,
think about it.
To
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny. And I mean, I hate to say it, but like, I mean, it's good for us.
Well, no, I said that's the first thing I said. I was like, great for the pod.
Yeah, totally.
Like, that's cool. And I just, you know, whatever. But wait, so a couple of the things. People were pissed that they had to wait. So thank you for being patient.
Yeah.
But also, people were saying, like, don't give him attention. Like, we don't want Taylor to, like, see it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I feel confidently at this point in time that if, by the grace of God, Taylor Swift were to see either the blog or clips from this show or us talking about it or whatever, I think I'm fine with it because this is so embarrassing on his part.
Yeah.
That, like, if she's having a bad day, I hope she sees this and she could just laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that guy's still down bad like this? Like, that fucking sucks. You know what I mean? Like, not to, like, upset her, bring up old memories, scare her, freak her out, like, think we're getting involved, think we're on his side. Like, nothing.
No, no,
absolutely none of that.
We would never. No. People are joking around, like, you should have him on the pod, like, whatever. Like, we would never even think
I didn't even respond to him, and I won't.
Yeah,
and,
no.
And people were like, get what he has to say. Like, get him talking. And I was like, honestly, I don't even want to hear him talk.
Yeah,
like, the fact that he sent that was shocking enough and shows me, like, his mental state.
Like,
you know?
And that's,
like, I don't
like
even know
that's enough
what
for
other
us.
Poison.
Like, anything further, I feel like, would be giving him too much.
Agreed.
And yeah, at a certain, like, he doesn't deserve, like, any sort of platform or whatever.
Agreed.
And, like, I don't even think he would come on our show in the first place. But, like,
no, Gina,
even
that's,
if,
I 100% think he would.
You think
I think
so?
If I had said, come on the pod to discuss, he would be on this podcast right now. Like, I think that's the level of desperate he's at right
honestly,
now.
Honestly, maybe.
And I think he would get, like, real snake oil salesman about it and he'd try to, like, work us over, and there's just no fucking way. I did say that if Dave ever wanted him on, like, BFFs or something, and us in the background, like, being, you know, chiming in every once in a while, that I would do that. I would have have an opportunity to, like, yell at him. But I, you know, he's a smooth operator. And even if we don't want to admit,
like, any
it,
of those
he does
Hollywood
know how to work
scumbags
it.
Know how to work, whatever.
Yes.
So I feel like he could, you know, find it. He would gaslight and us to the moon.
100%. Which is, like, I don't want, and maybe that would make him look worse and prove our point even more, which is fine.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also think, like, we don't even need to.
I feel like this is enough.
This is enough.
Yeah, we didn't, like, post, like, you know, like, whatever. Like, we posted the screenshot that day. We said Tuesday's episode, and I feel like talking about it on the pod, and then we lay it to rest.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
And I think
unless
that,
we want to bring it up every once in a while, like, hey, remember that
time? We'll joke about it
forever.
This is wonderful. But I think, generally speaking, no, we're not giving him any more attention. And
no.
I also think that, like I said, I watched the thing, literally no need to watch it. If you know the story, you know the story. That's literally it. Like, there's no need to watch a documentary. But if there are, like, if there ends up being a handful of people that end up go watching it because we brought him up, I'll live with that guilt. I'm fine with that because I know the truth of the matter. And we know the truth of the matter. And we know exactly how toxic this man is.
And I feel like any...
Don't get manipulated by this guy. Like, don't let curiosity get the better of you, because that's not... That's what they're preying on. They're preying on, like, you know, rotted brains going through and being like, well, actually, let me see this. It's nothing you have to say.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's the dumbest shit I've ever seen. A massive waste of my fucking time. Can't believe it. Taylor's team, not involved. And,
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't... Yeah, I wonder if he has money in that documentary or something.
I think that the fact that he's promoting it and put it on his own story and everything, I
says
think
a
yes.
lot.
I think absolutely.
Yeah.
If he's not, if not money in it, certainly a friend.
And it's
favor,
just so weird
because
it came out like a long time ago, didn't
exactly,
it?
Which tells me that it didn't do well.
Yeah.
And he's trying to kick it back up, you know?
Yeah.
And also maybe trying to kick it back up ahead of, like, possible reputations, debuts, like
these
the last couple of re-records that are going to be teased in the next few months, at the very least.
God.
So.
What a fucking scumbag
God,
loser.
God, it's just the smallest man who ever lived, you know?
Literally. It's crazy.
Shocking.
Crazy town
stuff.
USA.
Absolutely crazy town USA.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I got the DM and in the middle of the night, and I was like, this is the most shocking thing I've ever seen. Like, I just couldn't. I checked it. I was so high also. I was like so high in my bed, like trying to go to sleep, but I was just so stoned. And I was looking at it, and I kept like looking at it being like, is this a fake account? Like, I must have gone back and forth to see. Like, I searched the name on, like, my desktop just to see if I was getting got. Like, because you know that lately I've been getting got on Twitter. Yeah. So I'm like, I cannot, like, send out the bad signal.
No, like, when a celebrity,
at 2
like,
in the morning. Yeah, yeah,
you're
or 1
like,
in the morning.
Whoa, 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 yeah. whoa. It's crazy.
I was like, is this a real account? Is this someone pretending to be Scooter Braun? But no, it was him.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. This isn't the first time that Scooter's gotten involved in Barstool drama, actually. Oh. We have... there was a time in our Barstool history when Call Her Daddy was breaking up and Dave was going hard on Sophia Franklin.
Yeah.
Scooter Braun, who I don't know if he had his fingers in like the new podcast company that she was going to go to or whatever, called up Erica, I guess, and was like, hey, tell Dave to like lay off Sophia.
Oh.
And that's where that clip comes from, where Dave is talking. He's like, oh, Scooter Braun called. Oh, Scooter Braun called. Oh. So let's leave her alone. Like, okay. Yeah, Scooter Braun called. Yeah. Like that's how I feel right now. I'm like, Scooter Braun called. Yeah. So now we're okay.
No, drop everything.
Now
Scooter
I know
Braun
the facts.
Called.
Now yeah, I know the facts
all
and I feel differently.
Oh, okay.
It's all unfortunate. Yeah. I wish it went down a different way. Yeah. Yo, the typos, you know that like you
he
know.
He was
that
probably
that kills
like
him.
Drunk like 12 AM.
Up like here I don't even know if
or maybe
like,
not I don't want to I don't
yeah,
want to
paint
any
I don't know what kind
of yeah, yeah.
what kind of life
what
he lives
what his tea was what
but
his
what this
vibe
tells me
was.
Is that he like he did the typical like write it out in the notes app write it 7 different ways and then finally send it but then didn't proofread it like one last time and that just that alone is embarrassing.
Yeah, you texted me at 1:33 in the morning.
Yeah,
holy fuck.
Yeah.
And I responded at 5:20 a.m.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Well,
I think I just rolled over and saw.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's shocking, shocking. So yeah, so that's the big news.
Yeah.
That's the big moment. Like I said, if you want to read more about it, more of a direct message to him, I've written a lot, and you know, it took me 4 days to really compile my thoughts in a way that makes sense. And that's that.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I'm
excited to hear what Dave has to say.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm curious what his thoughts are.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a celebrity interaction yesterday.
What? What's
Sabrina
up?
Carpenter reposted
oh my God,
TikTok.
That's right.
I know. Yay. I was so happy. I was shocked.
All about that.
I know. So we had one bad celebrity. I don't know if we consider Scooter Braun a celebrity. Like, I don't know.
No, no,
well-known
no.
person. But
we had a ghost come back from the dead and then a celebrity.
And then we were driving back from Maine and we got out of the car and I was like, just like looking through all my notifications, whatever. And I just saw a bunch of comments like, Sabrina reposted. And I was like, no fucking way. What? And then I went to her repost. And there I am.
It's so amazing.
In there. It's so
cool.
She's
so good with like
I know. I wonder like
stuff.
If it's actually her reposting or if it's like her
team. I think
team.
It is. I bet it is.
Yeah.
Because I think that she's so funny and she has such a good sense of humor that even the ones that are like shared are funny. Like
funny.
The one that you did was like funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, or like its own, you know, it's like.
Yeah. I did like Sabrina like did her big one with this one.
Yeah.
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 yeah. She's just great.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I love
so
that.
I really hope that she like saw my page and was like,
I hope
oh,
she saw
this
your
girl's
page.
So cute.
And I hope she saw us listening to her album.
Yeah. Oh my God. Imagine.
And you know, Sabrina on the pod? Question mark.
Literally,
Sabrina, you're always welcome.
We would, oh my God, I would
always
actually,
welcome.
Did you see the video of her? I think I sent it to you with the lady filming her.
She's
like,
in
say
the
hi to my followers. Yeah. yeah. Sabrina's like, hi to your followers.
Hi to your followers.
yeah, yeah. Like, what
and
kind of
like,
content
your
do you
name?
Do? Yeah.
She's like, Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, yeah.
it's like,
she's,
a, like an old lady
she's
with a
really,
like, live streaming on
really
Instagram.
She's really funny. I would love
so
to just
cute.
Hang out with her. But yeah, that was a little, that was a good moment.
There are rumors that, that Hottie Hot Hot from
Zachary Perez. I always forget his name. He has
red,
like
white,
five
and royal
names.
Blue.
Zachary Alexander Perez or something
like
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's so hot. Dumb hot. Rumors that strong
Taylor
rumors that
Zakar Perez.
There you go, Taylor.
Yeah, he's in Red, White, and Royal Blue.
Royal Blue. And ugh. Also something else that he's in.
Oh,
I can't
he was
think
in like
of.
The kissing booth, the second kissing booth.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he
love
rumors
him.
Rumors are that he's gonna be the star of Sabrina's next music
love.
Video, the love interest,
she's
whatever.
Collecting
love
hotties
that.
Like
yes.
Infinity Stones.
She's just got her finger on the pulse with what we want to see.
Yeah,
you know what
totally.
I mean? Like it's fantastic. So I hope that those rumors are true.
Yeah, me too.
And I hope that that's all
happening. They all like end up dying, which is really funny too.
I know. Well, that makes me laugh. That's what I'm saying. Like the it kind of takes away the seriousness of like who's on the show, you know?
Totally.
It's like, oh, it's just fun. Like we're, you know, she's putting on a, a show versus like, this is my love interest in real life, you know?
Slim Pickens has grown on me as I thought I would predict.
It's really
and
good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Her whole album is just so fucking good. I've been
listening
nonstop
to it, like,
nonstop
listening to it. What was the one that came on today that really got me going? More than usual.
Mm.
Lie to Girls.
Lie to Girls is so good.
We always like that song, but it came out today and it really hit.
Yeah, it's really hitting. Coincidence is, I think, is my favorite.
Coincidence is so good.
Yeah.
Sharpest Tool
is number one.
Continues to be so good. Yeah,
I think that's
really
like everyone's.
People love that song.
Yeah, people love that one.
Yeah. It's fantastic. As far as other, let's see, other news. Oh, well, Gia decided this weekend to hard launch her boyfriend. Are we going to talk about that?
Yes. I know.
Love is in the air. Yay.
It's so crazy.
Oh, congrats,
I know.
G. How fun.
Thanks.
How fun.
Thanks.
You spent a lovely weekend in Maine with your
lovely
band.
Weekend in Maine. Shout out to the people of Maine because Maine may be the best state. It really, you get the best of both worlds. It's so beautiful. And then you get the beach and you get the lake. The weather is beautiful. Mm-hmm. You get the warm days with the crisp nights. Oh, it's so lovely. And it rained one night, so it was so nice.
Oh my God, the best. I love a rainy night.
Yeah, it was just like
especially
a perfect,
in, like,
lovely, romantic weekend.
It's fabulous.
Full of love and cherishing
Do
each
you
other's
say what you
time. Oh, for when I asked
for your
him?
Little, yeah, I think
yes.
it's so cute.
So like, okay, so we're long distance. So when we first started like hooking up, whatever, he was kind of like, I want to like be together, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no.
He's been in love with you for a million years.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
know that.
Yes,
yeah,
that's true.
Well, those who know that.
Those who have the inside scoop.
Those
no.
who know.
Yeah.
No.
So he was kind of like whatever, like would you want to blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, like I don't want to date. Like long distance is too hard. Like blah, blah. And then, you know, we're hanging out more. I'm starting to like him way more. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I actually, like, think, like, we're basically dating at this point. Like, we were visiting each other. You know, we're exclusive, whatever. So it's just, like, the fact that there's no label.
Yeah.
So I was thinking to myself, like, you know, we're going to Maine. Like, I feel like this is kind of, like, the point of the relationship.
Yeah.
Your first vacation
You're
together,
on, like, a couple's
whatever.
Trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or not a couple's trip. Like, a like yeah. literally a vacation.
No, it is a couple's trip.
Yeah.
Just two
yes.
people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, you know,
romantic getaway.
It could, like, I feel like that it'll kind of be like lingering over our heads, like,
for sure,
we're not together, we're not in a relationship, whatever. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this like cute thing. Like, I'm not like,
I'm honestly gonna cry because it's so fucking cute and something that I don't know if I would ever. I don't know if I'd have the balls to do it because I'm so like,
I don't know.
But I would do something like this. Like, this this is so fucking cute and so thoughtful.
Thanks.
So thoughtful.
So we had like a bunch of disposable cameras that we never got developed. And I was like, oh, it'd be cute to like put these in a photo album and like give it to him. And then I was like, oh, maybe I should like ask him to be my boyfriend, like in the photo album. So I was like, I made it and I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know if I can give this to him. Like, this is so like, I don't know. Like,
it's hard when you're pouring love into something.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
You're like pouring love into something and you're like, this is
embarrassing.
Yeah. And then it's like, done. You're like, oh my God, like this is, I can't believe this. This is my love, like in a photo album. And like, this is,
like, I'm so
this
cringe.
Is embarrassing. Like, I can't believe I have love in my heart. Like, this is, ew, what?
Yeah,
I thought I was dead inside.
No, literally. Sometimes when I do stuff like that, I'm like, oh wait, I'm actually like, it's like the Grinch. My heart grows three times bigger, whatever.
Of course. Yeah.
So we got there on Thursday, and I was like, I'm too scared. I can't do it. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then Friday.
So you're
like,
just hiding this photo
no,
album.
Literally,
like, in your
I
stuff,
had it
like
wrapped
the Telltale
in
heart.
Our Taylor Watch shirt because I was like so scared that he would see it. So I had it wrapped in my shirt, hiding in my bag.
That's so funny.
And then Friday, we like had this whole hike day, lake day, so fun, like perfect day, whatever. So I was like, okay, I think today would be a good day to do it. So we're like sitting on the couch, whatever, and I'm like, I have something for you. And he's like, oh, like, this is so nice scrolling through it. And I'm like, literally like trying to hold back vomit. I'm like,
oh my God. Wait, it was at the end?
Yeah, it was at the end of the book.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So you had to watch him go through the whole thing before.
So
no, I would have puked on the floor.
He's like, this
is
so cute. Like, this is so nice, whatever. We're going through the pictures, like laughing. And I'm like sitting there like.
No, I would have been like sweating bullets, like sweating on the, like on my cheeks. I would have been sweating.
Yeah, literally.
Oh my God.
And then he turns the page and he's like, and he looks at me, and he's like, and I'm like, And he's like, oh my God, like, I did not expect this. Like, he's like, starts freaking out. And it was really cute. Oh, and like, God, we're like hugging and we both cried.
I would have cried my eyes out. Yeah. We both cried.
Oh, good. Yeah. So that was that. And he was like, I was going to ask you on Monday.
That's
because
hilarious.
In case you said no, it wouldn't have ruined our trip.
Right. So true. So true. Yeah. Because, right, how many times is he going to ask?
I know, exactly. You know? So I was like, you know, I got to take matters into my own hands. Women's rights.
Except of course.
When it comes to proposing and asking to be a significant other, I would never in a million years do that for a man. But no. I felt like the ball was kind of in my court a little bit. So I was like, I'm going to take the lead here.
I think you taking the lead on it after you had already set like your boundary.
Yeah,
and then him respecting it completely.
Yeah.
And then you being like, okay, now I've warmed up to the idea.
Yes,
I've thought about it a little bit more and this is what I want to. And, you know, well, you already knew that he was wanting that. So it's just a lovely thing.
Yes.
Love is in the air. I love love.
I love love. It feels really nice. Aww. It's just really, and we just had like such a perfect weekend together. And
of course,
think that like says a lot, like a first vacation, like
definitely
can either go really bad or really good.
Absolutely.
And it just was like, couldn't have got better. So
nothing's better than that.
Yeah.
Like
just
a good ass vacay.
Good ass vacay, relaxing.
Quality time together.
Yeah.
Like,
my mom was like, you guys spend like a lot of time together. I was like, yeah, we literally didn't leave each other's side for 4 days straight.
Yeah.
It just was perfect. So
yeah,
I think it was a good indicator of like how things would go relationship wise. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gee. It's exciting. Oh, congrats to you both.
Thanks.
So what's the, you're saying you have a boyfriend, you're posting shadowy photos. Is his identity still what's his identity reveal? We don't have to reveal the identity.
No, I'm not going to reveal.
I don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah,
is more what I'm asking for.
I don't want to reveal the identity just yet. I think people have an inkling of who it is.
Yeah, like if you know what's going on.
Yeah, if you,
like,
know, you know, you know. But
it is who you think it is.
Yeah. But I think eventually, I don't know. It's just like I share a lot online.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to have like this one thing where
Absolutely.
It's like mine. I know like I have like cute videos of us and stuff that I want to post. So like it will be dropped eventually. But like, you know, I like to do it in like little spurts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, do the announcement and then eventually show face.
You're preaching to the choir here.
I
literally had a secret boyfriend for a year. We broke up, but
that was crazy.
It was crazy.
Like literally like me and like Madeline. And
yeah,
like
nobody really knew about that. Nobody really knew about, well, because you know, it's like you worry about the panic of like having to.
No, it's a lot.
I don't even like. I had a boyfriend a long time ago that I shared online, and I haven't shared anyone I've ever dated since then.
Yeah,
and people, so people think like people are always like, "Oh, you're single forever. You're a fucking loser. Nobody likes you." It's like, no, I've had like five boyfriends in the past couple of years.
No, I agree.
Maybe not five,
with my last boyfriend too, I felt like I posted a lot with him.
Yeah,
and it's just like right away. And
for
I feel like that just like it adds a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. And then and then like people get curious about like what happened, blah, blah, blah.
The pressure is what
it makes
is.
You more nervous to post the next boyfriend, because like after you break up, you're like, well, shit, now I got to go through this whole fucking thing again. And if we break up, then I got to post a video being like, well, we're actually broken up and it sucks. Like, it's a whole thing. So it's nice
and
to kind of keep
it
low
like
key.
That. It sucks to think like, oh, what if we break up? But it is the thing. It's like you don't.
Well, we're human
it's hard
beings.
Enough, right? It's hard enough to try to like be in a relationship without everyone else's opinion. Like, it's hard enough having like your friends and family's opinion, let alone that of
literally
like,
the internet.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But that all aside, I'm proud of you.
Thank you
for opening yourself up to
Thanks.
Love and for being. Excited and willing to take a step
Thanks.
Into this new journey.
Thank you. Thank
I think
you.
That the I commented this on your post, but the Lover album about to hit a lot harder.
We listened to it in the car ride home all the way through. Yeah, of course.
Oh,
I know.
Good. not soon you'll get better though.
No, we skip soon you get better. Of course.
No.
I was like, sorry, we can't listen to this.
No, no, no.
But
No.
I've been making him listen to every album.
It's nice
album
to have a friend.
Doesn't
it? It's nice to have a friend like make you want to cry your eyes out when you have when you
I
like,
was
love
driving
someone.
And I literally was tearing up like so hard. We listened to Call It What You Want and I literally was like, don't start crying, like he's right there, like don't start crying.
It really
is cute.
It's some of these songs, like when they're just, you know, we talk about Taylor and all of her songs and who they're about and all
this
and all that, but when you can truly like relate it to yourself and kind of take like Taylor out of it and like not be thinking about like her boyfriends or whatever, which is what we all should be doing, but when you can like relate it to your own life, there's nothing
better.
Slut, yeah. 1989.
Oh, yeah.
Up a vault
totally.
Track. You got to get
totally,
on that.
Totally. Oh, I have a whole playlist.
Of course.
Yeah.
You share with me if you want.
Okay.
I would, you know.
My love.
My wishful thinking.
Yeah. Manifest.
My manifesting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Exciting.
I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you.
Thanks.
I think it's wonderful. He is a fan of Taylor Watch. I know that.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Thank
Maybe
you to
he'll
him
listen.
For that. Maybe
Shout
he'll listen.
Out. Yeah.
And it'll be wonderful. So good. Maine was good. I did nothing. I was in my house. Actually, that's a lie. I did a lot of things this weekend. I was extremely productive. It's my last weekend that I'm not going to be like traveling every weekend for the next month. So I put up wall sconces.
I was going to say, how'd your sconces
They're
go?
Fantastic.
Fabulous.
The best job I've ever done putting something up. Like
Hell
usually
yeah.
I'm like, I do everything in my own house. Like I like that I'm handy and I love that. I love doing shit. And, but this, I put up these like sconces on my wall and they have rechargeable light bulbs, which I had never seen before.
Oh.
And they're remote operated. So
Ooh.
You screw them in and I could turn them on with a remote.
Oh,
and
perf.
I don't have like electricity where I put them. So you just like put up the sconce in the wall.
Wait, you need to send me a link to these.
I will.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of different kinds. This is like a whole new thing I never knew.
Interesting.
And the light bulbs themselves, you can put the light bulbs anywhere. So like if you have a lamp or you have something with a remote and they're all different colors, I can make them.
Fun.
And they're pretty bright and they're the charge lasts for a long time. Like,
wait,
it's great.
I need those because
they're
I
really
have
cool.
like no overhead lighting in my apartment.
They're
it's
great.
So weird.
They're great. Well, you got to
yeah.
get some. But so, yeah, so I did the best job I ever did putting them up. They're in my kitchen. They look great. And, yeah, and built another thing for my entryway that's like, you know, put your shoes and your jackets on.
Hell
I
yeah.
used to have stuff just like hang on the wall and it looked like a mess and
yeah.
my shoes were all over the floor. Now they're up top on this thing.
Girl boss.
Love that. And, so we're just getting shit done
nice.
In the house.
Did you go anywhere or just
no.
stayed in the city?
No.
Nice.
Yeah. I did another solid core class.
Love.
And hung around. You know, took some walks, obviously. I'm always,
oh, yeah.
I always go on walks. It was beautiful weather in the city, honestly.
Yeah.
Saturday was gloomy, but I loved it.
Yeah, Saturday was, yeah.
You know what I watched? I watched that new movie on Netflix, The Deliverance or whatever. That Glenn
Ooh.
Close, like, horror movie everyone's talking about. Oh yeah,
I saw the funniest
the clip of
where
of
she's
Glenn
like
Close.
I can smell your nappy
yes
pussy.
Which is fucking disgusting.
That's
like,
crazy
word. It's hard to you in the context of the movie it makes sense like I don't want to give it away
yeah
like,
yeah
what's going on in that part but she's not herself.
Okay.
I'll say
yeah
that.
Yeah
like,
okay.
she's not herself
I
in
could
that
tell
part.
From her like jagged
fucking,
teeth and shit.
No
I'm like,
okay
she's obviously possessed
so fucked up
yeah.
like crazy but
I'm
the movie
a,
is really good.
Okay is it like
it's a horror
pop
movie.
Out scary like jump scare
a little bit of that.
Okay
yeah,
I'm not a big jump scare girl. You know what I did see?
It's like The Exorcist. The movie is like The Exorcist.
Oh, okay.
I'm
I can watch those types of
Great
horror
acting.
Movies like Exorcist, you know, what's the one where they would clap and it's not Paranormal Activity. Oh my God. They have like The Conjuring.
Yeah,
like that kind
yeah.
of stuff. Like
right.
I can watch them, but like I'm hiding my eyes basically 99%
yeah.
of the time. I saw Blink twice.
Oh, how was it? I didn't see it yet. But I want to bad.
You know, people seemed like a lot of people were hyping it up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was that good. Like, I thought it was good. I thought the dialogue was really funny. Like, the interactions between, like, the women characters were all, like, very realistic. And I thought they all did a great job acting-wise, like Channing Tatum deserves more.
He is so good.
Yeah.
I've been seeing people say that about him and being like, it's a renaissance for
yeah,
him.
He
like
needs,
he's,
yeah,
he's coming.
Yeah. Like we need the rebuild of Channing
like
Tatum. Because
Oscars
he
on the
has not only been
him.
Aging like fine wine,
Absolutely.
He is a fabulous actor and he really shows his skills in this movie. But like,
he's also has so much range. Like he's been so many characters, I feel, now
yeah, totally.
Over time that he can kind of play anybody.
Yeah,
so
do you know he's in the new Deadpool? He like
Is
pops
he?
Out in the
oh,
new
I
Deadpool.
Didn't see it,
yeah,
honestly.
I know.
Once I heard Taylor Swift wasn't in it, I didn't go see
yeah,
it.
No, literally.
Sorry,
but
to
he
Ryan
like
Reynolds.
he's like a pop out character, I guess. But
interesting.
Yeah, it just it the second half just felt very rushed and like it just felt like a bunch of other thriller movies like combined into one movie. Like it just kind of felt like Get Out meets The Menu meets Don't Worry Darling.
Got it. Okay, okay.
So it kind of just has like a similar vibe to
okay.
other movies, but
I like all those movies.
And it was
so
funny. Like
fantastic.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting
good.
Twist.
Okay.
You kind of can see it. I didn't really see it coming, but like you know obviously that there's something going
Something's
on.
Something's gonna happen.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I gave it I think I gave it like 2-3 stars out of 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all so, right. Like, it's a solid
that's a
movie.
Good, yeah, that's a good. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know what else I watched over the weekend? I can't believe I just forgot until now. Speaking of 3 stars out of 5. Inside Out 2. So, I liked the movie very much.
Okay.
And I liked the concept. I obviously cried. I'm like, whole thing, yeah, whatever. Okay. No, no, no. The reason I'm knocking it down so many stars is because Mindy Kaling is not in it.
And I didn't realize that Bill Hader's not Fear Bill either.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
But I did notice that it was Tony Hale because I just rewatched all of Veep. Yeah, so I his voice is in my head.
I didn't even.
In my head, when I heard him talk Fear, I was like, oh, was it always Tony Hale? Hmm. And I was like, it's great. He's very good in that role.
Yeah.
And the way Bill Hader played Fear was very similar to how Tony Hale is doing
it. Yeah, yeah, totally.
So it really, there's not much miss
difference,
there.
Yeah.
But Mindy Kaling, as discussed, was so specific that they have the new girl in there who's doing her best and, you know, whatever. But
I have
as
to re-watch
soon as
and
as soon as I noticed it, I couldn't get it out of my head. It's like all
that
I could focus
really
on.
Knocks off 2 stars for you.
Maybe not 2, but like I was, it was like it took me out of it. It took me out of it. And I kept thinking about
it. I didn't even notice at all when you tweeted that. I was like, wait, what? Mm. And then I didn't even notice that Bill Hader was gone too. Oh, God, I loved that movie.
I didn't notice that he was gone until somebody else commented it. Like, I only noticed Mindy was gone. Mm. But no, I really liked it. I thought it was really cute. It did, like, I'm sure the intention was with, while Anxiety was, like, going crazy. I love Maya Hawke as Anxiety.
Yeah, me too.
Like, she was so, perfect. I thought the voice was perfect. I loved Envy. And
Love
Ennui, and they're adorable. Ennui. So funny. Ennui is the best.
Yeah. Embarrassment is so cute.
Embarrassment's
too.
So cute. Yeah, yeah. Right. Nostalgia when she pops in a couple times. That was hilarious.
She's like that old lady in real life. I forget what her name is. Like Judy
June
something.
Squibb
or
whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
She's
yeah,
so
yeah,
cute.
Yeah. So cute, so funny. And so, so yeah, like that was all great. Loved it. The part where Maya Hawke kind of goes off and has the like anxiety moment.
And
it like takes over.
Yeah.
That like made me cry. Like that, I immediately was like crying at that.
Yeah.
Them all trying to help her and not being able to help her. Like that was like, you know, devastating.
I loved. And I loved in this one how like different emotions kind of took on different roles.
Totally.
Like I always loved anger because obviously.
Yeah, of course.
And I loved how in Inside Out 2, like anger was kind of the one to bring joy, like back to like, just like help her and like reassure her and was like really nice to her. And I was like, you know, I just love the representation of like emotions and how they're portrayed. Like it's such
like
a good way to show kids. I feel like,
absolutely.
But I feel like Inside Out 2 is maybe a little harder for kids to.
I think
understand.
So too. I think that you have to be able to understand those emotions
to
understand the movie a little
bit. Yeah, but I like how it's geared towards kids because like kids experience anxiety but they have no idea what it is, you know,
so
like,
it's a good a good representation of it like inside their brains.
Totally.
I also thought it was cute how like Anxiety popped up in the mom as well.
Yeah, totally.
And like I forget if it popped up in the dad or not because they just went like, all right, back to sports.
Yeah,
like,
it's
they,
funny how the dad
is always
hilarious. Like, okay, what's right, going on,
put the game on.
Yeah,
like,
she's looking like
time.
It's like the mom's like, she's giving us that look like what's the look.
It's
very
amazing.
Funny.
But the I think it's really cute how they have how the emotions, the way that they show Riley, it's the girl, obviously, with her emotions is almost like they are her friends. Like, they're there for her. So, at the end, like, you know, this is a spoiler for Inside Out, too. Like, it's not really a spoiler.
Yeah.
But there's a moment where, you know, for a while, Joy feels like, well, maybe she doesn't need me.
Mm-hmm.
And because she's, like, driven by anxiety and envy and whatever for a little while. And then there's a point where it turns out she does need her, and so like it's kind of calling to her, and it's like, Joy, like Riley needs you, and she's like slowly going back up to the thing, and she like
so
solves everything.
Cute.
It's just that like it was a perfect way to show like how like when you fall so low, you just want to feel happy again, and it just is, oh my god, just
the
really
line where
very
she's,
well done.
Yeah, where there she's like, I guess growing up means you feel less joy.
No, I died at that. I was like, what the fuck?
No, literally. I was like, ouchie, wah, wah.
Sad.
Yeah, literally.
I also, Gia, like, peed my pants laughing when they had to go to that, like, the thing where all the secrets are.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the, like, samurai guy who, like, couldn't make it through and was like, He looked like Link or something.
It's really so funny. Like, that's like my dream job, to work in like animation studio, like make movies like that, because it's just, you have so much creative freedom.
So much creative freedom. Anytime I think of like movie ideas or things like that, you know, it's always animated. Like, I would be an animated movie writer.
Oh, your Central Park Horror Story. My Central Park Horror Story. Definitely animated. Yeah.
It's coming. I was fleshing it out a little bit too this weekend. I was thinking more about that. If anybody knows, this is serious, serious inquiry. Mm. If anyone knows anyone that is involved in making animated movies, you know, ideally Disney, Pixar, but DreamWorks, whatever. Anybody who just knows anybody that knows somebody that I could have a conversation with about that. Mm. I would love to know, because I've got a Central Park Horse movie that I've had,
that, like,
I've had
literally
in my
would
head.
Win, like, best
it would crush.
Picture.
It would crush, and it would save the horses.
No, yeah.
And I've been thinking about it for years now, like 6 or 7 years I've had this movie, like, half written, but, you know, I need some help. I need some help, and I need some encouragement. So okay. If anybody knows, for real. What else?
I have a few Taylor-related things here in our DMs.
Let's get into them. Oh, good.
Yeah. We have this. Fans are speculating that Taylor Swift will release an Eras Tour documentary called I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. Since the end of the I Can Do It With a Broken Heart video, the name of the song appears copyrighted at the end. And songs are not copyrightable work.
Right. Okay. So we saw this, I think, right when the
and like at the end of like the Bejeweled music video, just says Taylor Swift.
Yep.
At the end of the Lavender Haze, just says Taylor Swift. I Can See You, just says Taylor Swift. Karma, just says Taylor Swift. So this is different for I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Right. So when the video first came out, people were saying this. They noticed it right away, of course. Yeah. And I think there could be some truth to it. I think that it's copyrighted for some reason. These are things that I don't know enough about legally to really, like, give an opinion on. Oh, no. Why? People are saying no.
God damn, we get God.
What happened? No, but people have been saying
People are saying, this is disproven. It's a copyright for Taylor Swift Productions following the song name. Go look at the other lyric videos from the same album.
Damn, okay. Well, then never mind.
Every official lyric video has that mark. Copyright symbol always comes before what's copyrighted, not after, so it's just 2024 Taylor Swift. Oop!
Interesting.
Okay. Well, we just
got God.
Sorry, y'all. Okay. Just mind erase.
Yeah, forget everything we said. Yeah, forget everything we said. But you know what, though? I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't
name
use
that
more. Like, use that for something else, or use that for, you know, I don't know, for other things, merch, any kind of branding, whatever. So if, you know, if eventually that does seem to be copyrighted, we won't be surprised.
Yeah, that's true.
And I do think that there will be an Eras Tour documentary. We're on record thinking that.
Yes, pray to the Lord Jesus.
Who knows? And she does like to name it part of songs. Like, her last documentary was called Miss Americana. So
it's not out of the picture
for her to do something.
That's
like
a good point.
So,
just keep in mind. And then another thing, QB Patrick Mahomes told NBC that Taylor Swift has been trying to learn more about the game of football and has even been drawing up a couple plays. She's really interested in football, and she asks a lot of great questions, started drawing up plays. We might have to put one in. Mm-hmm. Imagine.
So here's my question.
The Swift catch.
The Swift 13. Swift 13.
Yeah, imagine.
It's going to be that. Here's the question, though. Do we think that Pat Mahomes is trolling? Is, like,
capping?
Like, joking? Like, he's joking around and be like, yeah, she's really into it. She's even writing up a few plays.
That's
like,
funny.
When
I
saw that at first, I was
that.
Like, no fucking way. I was like, really? Taylor's writing up plays? But if anybody can you know, cross over and do literally everything and see something as a big picture, like, it's her. Like, I feel.
Yeah.
You know, if she's looking at plays. Say somebody were to hand us a book, a playbook, and explained every single play and, like, how it is and what's happening or whatever. Mm. I bet we could come up with one that maybe has been come up with before.
Right.
But, like, we could get the gist of it enough to come up with something that is plausible.
Right.
And now Taylor's a genius. So she sees these things, and she, you know, as a visual person, she's a lyric person. Like, she sees the flow of things.
Right.
And maybe she comes up with a couple. But I do think that this may be a joke.
That's, like, really, yeah. That,
you know?
It would be, imagine, like, Pat's,
so funny.
Pat's, like, mic'd up for a game, and he's like, long live.
Long live.
Dear John.
Long live to Travis. Long live to Travis. Yeah.
That would be really, really funny.
It'd be so good. Oh, well, we're so excited because this upcoming Thursday is the first
game. It's fucking Eagles.
Thursday night. No
Eagles
shit.
Eagles play on Friday, yeah.
Wait,
against
the
Packers.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. No, but Thursday is Chiefs.
Oh.
Chiefs play on Thursday.
Oh, shit.
Who are they playing? I don't even know. But they are playing on Thursday. And
it's the first game of the season.
First game of the season.
Right.
Thursday night.
Right.
And the Chiefs
are
playing.
Where the F?
I don't know who.
Let me look it up.
She's looking. But we are, that is the beginning of our football dabble, our football career.
Yeah. So stay tuned because stay tuned, we have some fun peeled. Stuff coming up. Oh, they play the Ravens. Oh, that'll be a good game.
Oh, yeah, Baltimore. Yeah. My dad was saying on the phone that he feels good about Baltimore. I said, shut
the fuck
up.
They think Baltimore is going to lose. We're learning.
Okay.
Some
we are
gambling terms.
Should we give a little preview of what's
should,
to
yeah,
come?
Should we
Let's
say
just say okay, a little sure, preview? Sure, so, sure. Okay.
We have something very exciting. Yeah.
Yes. We've been talking about how we were going to pull something together for football season, how we're going to get into it, try to learn a little bit more about the game of football, which we are doing.
Yeah.
And in the process of doing that, we have a new bestie to introduce, new bestie on the scene.
Woohoo!
Woo! And it's DraftKings.
Yes.
So DraftKings will be working with us on a few different types of bets each week concerning the Chiefs, Taylor, whatever. They're lightly based around Taylor and the Chiefs. Like, it's just something that we're going to be paying attention to. We're going to be following. And we might bet on other teams, not just the Chiefs, not just whatever. But the bottom line is we're getting into betting. And we're going to have a little segment on the pod moving forward that's going to be talking about football and then talking a little bit about our experience learning how to bet.
Yep.
And it will be called Draft Queens.
Yep, genius.
So get excited. We're going to be.
It's exciting. Yeah. And don't feel like this is gonna be like, oh, we're gonna be like, the spread is blah blah blah,
and it's gonna be
very like layman's terms, like we're learning too, very much so. Like I do DraftKings betting, but like I do like Aaron Judge is gonna hit more than one home run, like it's very easy, like money line
low base stuff. I did a little practice this weekend with college football did just a little, like a couple of bets, and one hit, one didn't, but I really didn't like I ended up
when
not losing
bet
any money.
Hits, it's like it's the best feeling. It's so funny. Like
it's good.
It was very, very confusing to me, and I've slowly started to learn some stuff. So I think once you guys start like learning some stuff, once you guys get involved, it's so fun, and like it's just a good way to, you know, like I'm not a Chiefs fan, but like getting myself involved in this way like makes me want to root for the Chiefs. Whatever. Like obviously
absolutely.
With Travis and Taylor, I still do. But like
yeah.
When you have like the betting involved, it makes it fun, and
you have a little skin in the game.
Yeah,
you're excited. It makes you excited. Like I am someone who doesn't particularly care for football.
Yeah,
like, I don't really. I'll watch like a professional game. College football is tough for me to watch. Holy shit, I was bored with college football, but I like watching the NFL.
Yeah,
I like, you know, following and paying attention to the players that we know about. And again, this is, you know, we're primarily a gossip podcast, really.
Yeah.
And so we know
there's
all
the lore. There's a lot of NFL drama.
A lot of NFL drama. Yeah. So we're trying to insert ourselves in all of that, but at the same time, learning a little bit about the game of football and then also learning a little bit about betting. So a huge shout out to DraftKings
for
partnering with us on this.
Yeah,
they
shout
were very
out
excited.
DraftKings.
We talked a little bit about this, I think, about how we had the meeting with them
and
we
was
were so excited.
Yeah, we had a great meeting with them. They are the nicest people.
So kind.
And it was so refreshing to have like a Zoom call with all them, and it was all women, like they have
which
a whole,
was awesome,
like, yeah, it was
way.
Really
I think we
cool
talked about that, but it was like it was really cool, like, and
they
just,
have like a whole branch like dedicated to like just organically
getting
the girls women
in.
Involved, and it's awesome, and I'm very excited. And so we have the first Thursday game, and then Friday I guess I'm just so focused on the Eagles.
I know,
they're playing,
but that's still good.
They're playing in Brazil.
Ooh,
yeah,
Brazil. Oh no, no one's gonna be able to tweet about it. They took Twitter away from Brazil.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's kind of crazy.
Especially,
I'm surprised
like,
that it actually happened. Like, I feel like these rumors happen all the time.
The Brazilians are like the number one stance.
I know. They're all upset, too.
Cardi B tweeted. Did you see Cardi B's tweet?
Yeah,
she's like, these are all my fan accounts are Brazilian.
She's like, hey,
like
what
bring
the
them
fuck?
Back. Yeah. Yeah. Like, who's going to make my fan edits?
Completely.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, shout out to our besties in Brazil.
Yeah,
we miss
sorry,
you.
Guys.
We're
we
sorry.
Miss y'all on Twitter.
We're so sorry.
They had some crazy fucking shit on Twitter.
Yeah, they did some crazy shit.
Yeah.
But they're also very funny. And so it's, you know, but that sucks. That's sad.
Yeah.
You know, we all.
So they won't be able to live tweet the game.
No, they won't.
Yeah.
And that's devastating. But yeah, so tune in for Thursday's episode, which will, of course, be our voicemails and DMs,
yep.
as always. But we will also be doing our new segment, Draft Queens, sponsored by DraftKings. And we're kicking off
crowns.
Football season. Yeah, I would love that. Let's do it.
Okay.
I'll order some literally as soon as we finish this.
And two things I want to bring up to hold us accountable because I want to do them.
Oh, good.
One, I want to make a video of us cooking, making Taylor's chai cookies.
Oh,
for
of course.
Fall.
Oh, my God. Well, you know that I tried to make them and it was a disaster.
Oh, really?
So great. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Redemption.
I was just so dumb. Yeah.
And then yeah. I really, really, really want to go to a Kansas City game.
Like, we have to go.
I want to go to Kansas City. I've been seeing so many videos of, like, people being like, Kansas City, like, all these stores. Like, I think Kansas City is, like, kind of a popping city. So, like,
that's what they
we
say.
We need to go check it out.
They say it's popping off now more than ever, especially with all the stuff going on. So, we'll look and we'll pick a home game.
Yeah.
And maybe in October.
I'll look after this. Yeah.
And we'll, maybe we'll ask our besties at game time and see what they have
good
to
idea,
say about.
Good idea.
They might let us go. And I've never been to an NFL game before, so I think that would be a great first NFL
God,
game,
wait,
right?
Totally,
so fun.
Yes,
so
okay,
I think we should definitely do that.
Okay, slay.
We have Miami on the horizon. We've got a busy couple of months coming.
I know
up.
October's cray cray.
Yeah. October's cray cray. September's cray cray.
Yeah, yeah.
And
my sister's getting married this month.
Yeah, Francesca's got that wedding going on. Yeah. I got Survivor going
on. Yeah,
that's
crazy.
I'm
know.
Nervous.
I think
I'm
I may come to Chicago so
and
we can do it
there.
In person. Yeah,
yeah
and then,
I feel like it might be good because we don't know the times that we're going
to
be filming Survivor and
yeah.
times we're not going
to
be.
You don't
but
have
if
to
there's
worry
like a minute
it.
Where it's like, let's just pop on,
yeah,
and
yeah,
just run
yeah.
into something
and then,
too quick.
Yeah, because I have I'm seeing Gracie Abrams on that
yeah,
Friday. So.
That's right. So
yeah.
you're going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
So fabulous. Yeah. Now you're you know. You have people to visit, people
right,
to see.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
So maybe work that in the plan.
Yeah.
But yeah, so business as usual. Lots of exciting things coming, lots of fun things coming.
Yes.
Thank you to Scooter Braun's Ego for bringing us to this point today.
Yes, yes.
And I almost forgot that was the whole first half of the episode. I forgot about him already. My God.
I forgot that you existed.
And I thought that it would kill me, but it didn't.
Mm. And it was so nice. That sounds so good.
So peaceful and quiet. I forgot that you existed. I did.
It wasn't hate, it's just indifference.
Perfect. Love it. And we take that energy, we move it forward.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to call in or to leave a voicemail or a message mm-hmm. to us for Thursday's episode, the number is
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
You can leave us a message or you can text that number. You can also message the Taylor Watch Instagram account. We look at everything. And if you aren't featured, don't worry. You will be eventually.
Yes.
And we're excited to hear from you guys. And we're excited to hear what you guys think about all of this drama.
Please, yeah. Let us know what you guys think because it's just crazy town. Yeah.
It's something. Yeah. So we will see you guys on Thursday.
Love you.
Love you.